When a sixth grade fellow wrote to me that he loves God with all his heart, he was expressing a fundamental source of prayer, namely, the human heart. Somewhere I read, I can't remember where, that the longing for God in the human heart finds its expression in more than 1,000 ways in the Holy Scriptures. The composer of Psalm 27, my favorite psalm, prays, "Of you my heart has spoken. I seek your face, O Lord." This sentiment suggests several helps for our prayer. If the Holy Spirit inspires our hearts to seek and interact with God in love, then we need to make room in our everyday lives to listen. In other words, silence is an important aid to help us listen to our heart's longing for God. Seeking times of silence in our culture is not easy. For most of us, there is so much noise, so many voices that easily overpower the authentic longing in our hearts. I think it is accurate to say that without some space for silence in heart and in mind, faith and the call to holiness are in jeopardy. We long for God and a relationship with Jesus, but without going apart to a lonely place with Him, we may begin to doubt that we can truly find Him. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "The habitual difficulty in prayer is distraction." The Catechism says it can affect words and their meaning in vocal prayer. It can concern more profoundly Him to whom we are praying in vocal prayer, whether liturgical or personal, in meditation, and in contemplative prayer. To set about hunting down distractions would be to fall into their trap, when all that is necessary is to turn back to our heart. For a distraction reveals to us what we are attached to, and this humble awareness before the Lord should awaken our preferential love for Him and lead us resolutely to offer Him our heart to be purified. I admit, distraction is a habitual challenge. I also agree that turning back to one's heart and asking for the Holy Spirit's purification is an antidote that works. The underlying conviction that we need is an honest desire to pray. And here is where an established, non-negotiable habit of prayer sets the pace for me. We are all different, and our prayer lives are going to reflect that difference. All I know is that in my case, my routine of prayer is set as a priority of every day and everywhere. An hour of prayer begins my day. Everything else is adjusted accordingly. I have learned that that is the way it has to be for me. A part of that first hour is praying the Liturgy of the Hours, which I promised to do when I was first ordained. Often, Holy Mass concludes that hour of prayer when I am not scheduled to be elsewhere. After my mom's going home to God in 1982, I came across a prayer book she had as a young woman. In 1988 in Rome, I had the prayer book rebound, and I have used this book of prayers ever since. I do so every day. Some of these prayers shape my vocal prayer. For meditation, I always use a spiritual book. This is a help I need to keep recollected and to cope with the inevitable distractions. Over the years, I've trained myself to say short prayers throughout the day. For example, I pray to the Holy Spirit, or to a favorite saint before an appointment or meeting in the chancery. Meetings for which I am present always begin with a prayer and the invocation of saints like St. Francis Xavier, our patron of the Archdiocese, and Mother Theodore Guérin. It is a rare day that I do not pray at least two or three rosaries, a favorite devotion of mine. During Lent, I pray the Way of the Cross, sometimes in my car if I'm on the run. In other words, prayer is threaded through my day and reminds me why I am doing what I am doing as bishop and pastor. If at all possible, in the early evening of each day, I set aside a half hour before the Blessed Sacrament as the special time of intercessory prayer for the intentions folks send to me. It's an especially peaceful time. I suppose this is the closest I come to contemplative prayer on a regular basis. My devotion to our Blessed Mother and to Saint Joseph go back to my minor seminary days. I pray to Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini and to Saint Theodore Guérin. Since turning 50, I pray Cardinal Newman's prayer for a happy death. I pray some prayers authored by Saint Ignatius and Saint Francis of Assisi. I describe how I pray because some of you have asked me to do that. And I do so because my way of praying is simple and not very extraordinary. I hope it helps.